Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
Open your Bible to Genesis chapter 47. I got a word from the Lord for you tonight, and it's living in the overflow. You know, and as I was, you know, I was getting ready, I just, you know, couldn't. Listen, the devil is not going to win. There's no way that God created the heavens and the earth, and he has done all that he has done, and then, you know, humanity, the time ends, and God is like, you know, just a little bit of, no, there's going to be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. There's going to be an outpouring. There's going to be such a great harvest. Man, 3,000 men in prison getting saved and getting set free, and thousands more. Hallelujah. It's the hand of God. And let me tell you right now, the floodgates are opening, and there's going to be a release of the overflow of God during this time. Hallelujah. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Praise the Lord. Calm down. Praise Jesus. Genesis 47, verse 5 through 6. Then we're going to jump to verse 27 and then to Exodus 8 and 22. The Bible says, Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Your father and your brothers have come to you, and the land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and your brothers in the best part of the land." Come on, say with me, the best part of the land. "Let them live in Goshen. And if you know of any among them with special ability, put him in charge of my own livestock." Verse 27. Now the Israelites settled in Egypt in the region of Goshen. They acquired property there and were fruitful and increased greatly in number. Now Exodus 8 and 22, if you just flip a couple books. Actually, it's the next book over. Praise the Lord. Exodus 8 and verse 22 says, "But on the day I will deal differently with the land of Goshen, where my people live, no swarms of flies will be there, so that you will know that I, the Lord, am in this land. I will make a distinction between my people and your people. This sign will occur tomorrow." Father, speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to thank Pastor Daniel for the great opportunity, you know, and the great trust, really, to be in this house. As I think about all that God has done, you know, and all that, you know, and how awesome, really, you know, the things that the Lord has done in this place. And I'm just in awe that I get to be a part of it. Amen? And so, let's get into the word. You know, where you live matters. And where you live will affect how you live. And we live in America, baby. Come on. Say with me, America. That's right. Ain't no place like America. And if you think America is bad, if you think the U.S. is the worst country in the world, it's because you're ignorant and you haven't traveled. Pastor Kirsten told me to say that. And so, you know, we have freedom of speech, freedom to worship as we see fit, and the right to bear arms. Can I get a hoo-ah? Praise the Lord. You know, we live in Alaska. Now, we used to get a whole PFD, but, you know, how many know? Some PFD is better than no PFD. But, you know, socialist politicians have changed that. Praise the Lord. Pastor Kirsten also told me to say that. Now, the U.S. is very different from other nations. You know, mainly because, you know, the enemy's at work in so many places, and there's no place like in the U.S. that was founded the way that our nation was founded. And I know that people try to, you know, rewrite history and say, no, the U.S. is not a, you know, it's not a Christian nation. It wasn't started by believers. But as a matter of fact is, when the people left the Mayflower, there was this thing called the Mayflower Compact. What they gathered together, the reason they came over was to, so that they could have a nation where they could worship God freely and not be hindered by the religion of man or persecution. And yes, you know, a lot of evil work happened in this nation. But it was not how, you know, that, and it, actually the Constitution has the Mayflower Compact, and I encourage you to read it, that all men are created equal under God. You know, only God can do something like that. Hallelujah. Now, who we honor in our lives as well will make a difference in our lives. And there's this place that we can live, and so when we honor God, you got a different kind of life. When you dishonor God, the Bible says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Now, there is a place that we can live that is amazing in the Lord, and it's, you know, we're going to call it Goshen for tonight. It's not a geographical place. And I love, you know, that there's men in prison today being set free. You know, I have a friend that works at a jail, and, you know, there's a gentleman that used to be there incarcerated that would self-cannibalize. That's how bound and how broken he was. And literally they had to have somebody look at this guy. They had to have COs staring at him 24/7. If he was ever going to be moved, there had to be four people. The fifth one was watching him at all times. And there was this one CO that would sit there, and he would just read the Bible. You know, and he would cuss at this guy. He would, you know, all these things. But this guy would just, he would just read the Bible out loud the whole time he was sitting there. His whole shift, as he sat there, you know, looking at this guy, he was reading the Word. And my friend was saying that he was being, you know, had a conversation with him. He got transferred actually to the Faith Ahmad, and how God has changed his life completely around, completely set free at the reading of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Come on. God is doing something great. When we are in Christ, when we are in the Lord, hallelujah, you can expect blessing. You can expect life. You can expect health. You can expect prosperity from the Lord. Hallelujah. Can I get a better amen? You know, this place is not a geographical place because we have, you know, in Mozambique, I don't know if you've ever traveled there. I almost lost my wife there. Praise Jesus. Minister Rosie, whom I love you, baby. They're probably watching online right now. And they're at church there in Eagle River. And so, and she went to Mozambique with our, you know, with Pastor Kalana, and, you know, and now we have another brother there, Minister Cletty, who's, they're working, you know, they're building the church there, and God is doing great things. But let me tell you, Mozambique is not like the U.S. Why is that? Because there's not the same foundations. Hallelujah. But really, when you to experience the blessing of God, whether you're in Mozambique or whether you're here, whether you're free or whether, you know, you're watching in prison, it depends on who your God is. And there's this thing called abiding in God or in Christ. Hallelujah. In Romans 8 and 38 says, for I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And when the Lord loves you, and he loves you, but when you enter into him, when you press into all that God has for you, you will experience the fullness of life. You will experience the fullness of God in your life, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through. Hallelujah. So what is this Goshen? Goshen means drawing near. Come on, say it with me, drawing near. Pharaoh described Goshen as the best of the land. And later on, when the people were set free during the plagues 430 years later, none of the plagues reached Goshen. It's a miracle, you know, because when the, and you know, and you think, I used to think that Goshen was like, you know, somewhere on the outskirts of Egypt. And it's really not. If you look at it, it's like, you know, Cairo, Goshen. It's smack dab in the middle of Egypt. And when the hail rained down, when the lice were in town, when the frogs were around, when the flies were flying, we understand a little bit about that here. Come on, we're going to claim Goshen for our properties. Amen. Summer is coming. Don't worry. Praise Jesus. But, you know, whenever those plagues hit the entirety of the land of Egypt, it missed Goshen, and it wasn't by accident. You know that this place, when, you know, and Pastor Daniel shared a few days ago, maybe last week at ETS, the miracle that the Lord did when they were pouring down this slab of concrete, which is the largest pour in all of Alaska, I believe, continuous pour, because it's one huge slab of concrete. And so, you know, right after they pour, it's like these clouds of rain are coming in. And they stood there and says, not here, in Jesus' name. And then he shared a story, I believe during the grand opening actually, and the clouds parted and it was like there was an opening of sunshine right over our property. That's what we can expect when the Lord, hallelujah, is king of your life. Praise the Lord. The plagues that Egypt experienced were a result of God's judgment on the Egyptians, and the dwelling place of the Israelites was in Goshen, and they didn't experience any of that. Come on, say with me, no plague shall come nigh my dwelling or near my home, near my crib. No, Goshen is abiding with Christ, abiding in Christ, and there's a life. We can live your life, and the closer you live, the more, the closer you get to the Lord, the more you abide in him. Hallelujah. The more you experience that. In 1 Peter 2:2 says, like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. That's the New Living Translation. I love that translation. Cry out for this nourishment. So what is that? What is that? What is spiritual milk? It's really the basic, you know, teachings, the basic understanding of a life of somebody who follows after the Lord. Because there's a difference between when a person that follows God and one who doesn't. Hallelujah. And the Lord desires to pour out upon us the fullness of his blessings. And James 4:8 says, come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. So it's a calling out, you see, that the Lord calls us out, calls us near to him. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, holiness is not necessarily what you don't do or do, but holiness is you, how close you get to the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord calls us all to be holy. It's a daily awareness of God, not just on Sundays, not just on Wednesday nights, not just, you know, once a day. No, it's every day, all day. Are you, how aware of the Lord are you? Hallelujah. You know, Goshen had been a place of rebuilt relationships. Let me tell you, when you get close to God, God will help you rebuild your lives when you draw near to him. He will help you. He will open doors for you that were once shut. He will remake, he will restore to you, the Bible says, the years that the locust has stolen. Hallelujah. You know, wherever you go, there you are. Ever heard that before? You know, and so sometimes the issue is not everybody else or the place that you live. The issue is in your heart. And you need to be healing. You need to repent. You need to turn to the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you do, he helps us. In Goshen, Joseph was reunited with his family, not under the same dysfunctional dynamics as before. You see, when God begins to work in his life, and you see that in the life of Joseph, he went through, you know, this great metamorphosis from becoming a 17-year-old boy to becoming the man that ruled Egypt. He wasn't the same man. And the relationships that were broken, all the things that happened before he reached that place that God had appointed for him to be, before he reached that place where God was going to expand the nation, the family of Jacob, to become the nation of Israel, that before he got to that place, the Lord worked on him and then restored relationships, not in a dysfunctional way. Hallelujah. You know, his whole family had witnessed Joseph's God-given dreams become a reality. It's a beautiful thing. Joseph, in his turn, humbled himself and he forgave. And you know, it probably wasn't easy at times. Don't yoke up with people who repeatedly bring you down. Don't yoke up with people who repeatedly bring you down. Well, you're telling me you're not supposed to preach the gospel? No. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul talks about in Corinthians that you are to, you know, don't have nothing to do with people who are immoral, who's not, you know, not people of the world. People who say they're Christians, but they're living an immoral life. They're living in sin. They're, you know, they're doing drugs, getting all these things has nothing to do with that. Well, praise the Lord. And you see that Joseph, you know, this whole family rejoiced for what God had done for them in the end. Joseph was so blessed that he had no time to be offended. Let me tell you, the work that God wants to do in our lives, the work that God wants to do in your life is so amazing, it's so grand that you have no time being offended, no time staying in the past, remembering the things that have gone by, the losses that you've had. If you're still having the experiencing those things where you remember the bad times, let me tell you, God is healing for you. It's time for you to move on. It's time for you to enter in the place where he's going to restore things in your life. And it's time for you to begin to experience the fullness of love in God and of life in Christ. Hallelujah. Where you look to the past, and instead of being like, man, can't believe they did that, you're going to raise your hand. It's like, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. And you look, you know, Jesus, when he was at the cross, the closer you are to God, the better, the clearer you have his perspective. When Jesus was at the cross, what did he say? Was he like, now kill him, Lord, kill him. Oh, I know how you're going to die. I'm going to laugh. That wasn't Jesus. You know, ideas. What did he say? Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. Same guys who put him on the cross. Lord, have mercy. And you know, you flipped the bird at the guy who cut you off. Come on. Bless you. This is the Christian bird. You know, Joseph had lived in relationship with God. You know, when you live in relationship with God, you lead a godly life. He wouldn't sin against God by having sex with his boss's wife. Isn't that amazing? You know, his view of God was so different. You know, most people was like, you know, man, I don't want to fall into temptation. That wasn't even in his, you know, temptation wasn't even the issue. The issue was sinning against God. John Bevere was talking about, you know, a meeting he had with Jim Baker. Jim Baker was a televangelist that sold, you know, a lot of fraudulent stuff and, you know, committed adultery, all kinds of things back in the day. And so he was in prison. And so he read one of his books and he went to visit him. And John Bevere said, you know, Jim, when did you stop loving Jesus? And he replied the most amazing thing. He said, John, I never stopped loving Jesus. I stopped fearing God. I never stopped loving Jesus. I stopped fearing God. The Bible is very clear that we are to consider not only the goodness of God, not only the blessings of God, but also the severity. Come on. Hallelujah. You know, some of you have scenarios in your mind. I will never cheat unless. I will never steal unless. I will never rob unless. I will never kill unless. You need to get rid of that unless if you're going to experience the fullness of God. Joseph knew how to conduct himself. Now, when you walk with the Lord, the Holy Spirit will help you as to when to speak and when to shut up. Anybody, you know, I used to like have the foot and mouth syndrome. Like you get nervous, you start talking. The more nervous you are, the more you talk. You know, and then as I begin to seek after the Lord, it's like I stop talking so much. Abe Lincoln said, it's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak out and remove all doubt. It's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than open your big mouth and prove everybody they're right. You know, I teach people, you know, we do in our leadership. It's like, listen, if you're ever going to go to a dinner, if somebody ever invites you to dinner, eat before you go. That you don't show up and you're like, God, right? Like, if we go to a birthday party or we're going to have dinner, like, we feed the kids before we go. Now that they're older, they have, you know, better self-control. It's a little bit different, you know. But, you know, when they were younger, make sure that they're fed. And so, you know, you're never embarrassed. You know what the Bible says? Put a knife to your throat if you're given to eating. So that when you know, if you're in a place, you know, where you're in a Maybe it's a business dinner or business lunch or whatever it is. Eat before you go. And you know, and that wisdom comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. And Joseph walked close with God, so close that God revealed the depths of mysteries to him. You see, when we walk with the Lord, now, you know, he will reveal the deep things of himself. He will reveal the deep things in the Word. By the way, there's no new revelation. We got the Word of God. Amen. But he will speak to you through the Word of God. Hallelujah. Some think, you know, they got a prophetic gift, but they're useless. If you're truly prophetic, you shouldn't be useless. Amen? Useless in what sense? You're not making a difference in anybody's life. You know, Joseph had this amazing gift, interpretation of dreams. You know, and people can get so wild and crazy, and Pastor Daniel will fix all the problems when he comes back. But people can get so crazy and bent out of shape. I had this dream and I did this. Ah! That's crazy. Is your dreams match up with the Word of God? The Lord will reveal you things, and you see that Joseph had this amazing gift because of his relationship with God, because of the way that he would stay close to God. He loved the Lord God with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his soul. And you could tell because when opportunities were presented to him to do unrighteous things, his first thought is, I am not going to sin against my God. Hallelujah. And he lived in that way, in a constant awareness of who God is. You see, you know, when people, even, you know, even Moses, as great as he is, when he struck the rock, the Lord told him to do one thing. You know, he got mad at the people, did something else. He wasn't able to enter the promised land. You can actually, you know, hinder blessings in your life by being disobedient. But when you celebrate what God has done for you and you walk humbly, hallelujah, he will bless you. And when you have a grateful heart, the Lord will bless you. No, Goshen was a place of provision. They were sustained by Joseph. It was a miracle. What God did, how he revealed something to him that really changed. Hallelujah, the entire world, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. It was a place, Goshen was a place of restoration. Genesis 47, 28 says, Jacob lived in Egypt 17 years, and the years of his life were 147. You know, Jacob thought he had lost his son, the son of his old age, his cherry on top, as Pastor Kirsten calls his youngest. But really, you know, Joseph was restored to Jacob as a king. The amount of restoration that God did in that man's life, in that whole family, hallelujah, was so powerful. Goshen was the best land that they went to, was the place for them to be, the best of the land. Come on, say with me, the best of the land. Goshen is a picture, you know, I believe, of the church right now. And when you enter into the kingdom of God, when you walk with God, when you have a relationship with God, what you should expect is the best of God for your life. And it's not some empty prosperity thing that I'm trying to sell to you. I'm not going to take any offerings. Hallelujah. Right now or after. It's really the reality of abiding in God. That he blesses you. That he provides for you. That you lack in no good thing. In any good thing. They settled there. It was a place of possession. They weren't nomadic anymore. You know, some of you don't experience God's best because you don't settle anywhere. Get settled. Shallow roots don't support large trees. If God's going to do great things, you got to settle. I don't know, you know, the pastor looked twisted at me. I don't know. Get over yourself. Just go to Lowe's and buy a permanent ladder. And just drive around with it. If you need a reminder, buy a toy ladder. Put it on your keys so that every time you start your car, every time that you open the door to your house, remember, I'm going to stay unoffended. Come on, say, I'm going to stay unoffended. You see that God is going to make sure you get offended because it's going to reveal your heart to you. When you get offended, if you start blaming everybody else, like I said, wherever you go, there you are. Hallelujah. You got to stay unoffended. Imagine if Joseph got offended, you know, and tell God, I'm not going to serve you anymore, when he got sold into slavery. But rather, what did he do? He forged a closer relationship with his creator. A relationship in which, and the Lord blessed him for it. So even if you're going through trials, even if you're going through a test, hallelujah, the Lord is going to bless you. And he's going to make sure that you're taken care of. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of economy. Don't be afraid of banks or whatever it is. Hallelujah, because for the people of God, for those who are resting in the Lord, for those who are trusting in the Lord, we will never lack in anything in Jesus' name. They prospered there. Come on, say with me, they prospered there. It was a place of protection. And when the time came for them to leave Egypt and God sent plagues, Goshen wasn't touched. The reason the plagues didn't hit Goshen, it's not because Goshen was a lucky charm. Because it's the place where God's people were. Hallelujah. The plagues hitting Egypt was God's judgment on Egypt because of Israel's enslavement. Why they didn't get plagues? The plagues hit in on them during the short time that God judged Egypt and set them free. They were enslaved from Goshen. Goshen itself, I'll say, wasn't the key thing. Goshen was a good land, yes, but I believe it was a shadow of things to come. It was a temporary place that God was enlarging them, that God was increasing them. Hallelujah. It was in Goshen that their influence grew. It was in Goshen that they grew exponentially as a nation. In Goshen, they became a mighty nation. Exodus 1, 6 says, Joseph died and all his brothers and all the generation, but the sons of Israel were fruitful and increased greatly and multiplied and became exceedingly mighty so that the land was filled with them. Hallelujah. Goshen is a place where God is multiplying you. Maybe you're feeling uncomfortable in the place where you are right now. If you're in the center of God's will, it's supposed to be uncomfortable. Hallelujah. I tremble every time I come up here. Like, don't say something stupid. Don't say something stupid. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Amen. But then again, who cares? Pastor Daniel will correct me. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that we have, you know, leaders, that we have a place, you know, where you can be expanded. A new king arose in Egypt, didn't know Joseph, and we all know the story. Hallelujah. And began to oppress them. And, you know, the time came. You know, a lot of times, there, when the pressure begins to increase, it's the Lord that's like, it's moving you to the next place. Like in the old building. Praise the Lord. We don't even remember that. We got so much space. Like, anybody remember what the bathrooms used to use look like? Nope. Just some. Come on, extend your hands to Pastor Kirsten right now. Lord, heal Pastor Kirsten in Jesus' name. Release the past, brother. Release the past. I mean, I walked into the bathroom here. I was like, wow, is this like the living room? Praise the Lord. And they, you know, it was time to leave. You know, there's a place, the church right now, the place that we are, the Lord is preparing us for eternity. We don't lack in any good thing. You know, God is blessing us. Amen. So, but I want to encourage you. The Bible says, you know, don't you know that you're going to judge angels? What does that mean? It means we're going to judge angels. What else? I don't know, but it's going to be awesome. And this is not it. This is not our final destination. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming soon, and we're getting ready. And you can see when you got prisons, places or people who are, you know, who go there for a reason, right? When you see that in prison that people are being set free, how much more is the Lord doing out, hallelujah, in this place? Doing out, you know, and let me tell you, there's revival that's coming. That's revival that is here. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. Now God is speaking to us. Goshen was a place where God prepared Israel to enter the promised land, a place of perseverance. It wasn't a place without battles, but it was a place of great victory, restoration, and provision. You know, and I can't stop seeing the parallel of Goshen in the church nowadays, where we are experiencing blessing and goodness, yet, you know, opposition. That, you know, you declare the truth of the Lord. Oh, that's hate speech. It's not hate speech. It's the truth. John 15, 19 says, the world will love you as one of its own if you belong to it, but you are no longer part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you. It's the same kind of thing that we're experiencing in Goshen. While we are in this world, we're not of this world. Do you know that when you get saved, the Bible says that you become a new creation? You're not a regular human anymore. You're not a homo sapien anymore. Praise the Lord. What? That's what they call like humans, homo sapiens. But when you get saved, you're no longer a regular human being. You are now a new being that the Bible says in Ephesians that we are seated in the heavenly places with Christ. You ain't regular no more. Come on, look at your neighbor, says you ain't regular. And the Israelites were in Egypt, but they were not of the land. And while Goshen, God prepared them for the promised land. And God is preparing us in this time for his second coming. And let me tell you, there's going to be multiplication. There's going to be an increase. There's going to be a harvest that is so great. Hallelujah. Like the fish that swim upstream and we put that net in and we reap a harvest. God is sending a harvest to this place in Jesus' name. God is sending a harvest in Eagle River. God is sending us a harvest in Anchorage in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I see lives, I see families restored as we're seeing. I see an increasing multiplication. I see, hallelujah, the homeless population in Anchorage turning around and places, Lord, and places where they camp becoming places of gardens and flowers and beauty because God is going to restore. Hallelujah. That's what we're being prepared for right now. We're in Goshen. We're being increased. We're being multiplied. Hallelujah. Israel became a mighty nation in Egypt. Let me tell you something. You're not a worm. You're not a poor little whatever. You are a mighty nation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now begin to carry yourself that way. God is building us up, but we must draw near to him. In 1 Peter 2:5 says, "And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priest." Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. You know, we sat with Dr. Morocco when he was here, the staff, and you know, and he was talking about like his pursuit in life is to please God. What is your pursuit in life? Is it the pursuit of happiness? Let me tell you, that is an endless pursuit that you'll never find the destination. But if you begin to seek to please God, your life will change. Hallelujah. In verse 9 of 1 Peter 2 says, "You are his chosen people, a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God. For he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." Hallelujah. That's why we have life groups. That's why we have teams. That's why we have, hallelujah, KSM, is because we're taking people that didn't know God, hallelujah, who got translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his marvelous light, and now we ourselves become reconcilers of those who are lost. If maybe you're not experiencing the fullness of God in your life, it's because you're not witnessing. As a matter of fact, Dr. Morocco calls it the double barrel shotgun. Come on, say it with me, double barrel shotgun. That should go real well here in Wasilla. Praise Jesus. Over, under, side by side, don't matter. It's a double barrel. What's it called? Witnessing and prayer. Is that right? Praise the Lord. I was like, oh, wait. Yeah, praise Jesus. Witnessing and prayer. That's why we have ENP. That's why we're seeing the miracles we're seeing is because we haven't stopped praying since 1984 and since 1999 when we got here and since 2016 when we got to Eagle River. I remember, you know, I used to go to prayer by myself in my living room, you know, and I'd go three times a day because I was a KSMer just graduating and we had to be at least three times a week. I think it got changed to five times a week. So, you know, previous, anyway. And so I'm like, you know, sometimes I'm like, you know what? Today I'm just going to minister to Brother Pillow. Praise Jesus. And the Lord spoke to me and says, if you don't pray, nothing's going to happen. You may not be experiencing anything greater in your life is because of your life of prayerlessness. But it's time to expand. And we're leaving Goshen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, the world, you will have trials, but have faith in me, for I have overcome the world. Can you come and play, please? Musicians, praise the Lord. You know, in this life of seeking after the Lord, it's not going to be a life free of opposition, free of persecution. Oh, it's hard, Lord. No, it's really not that hard. He told you it's going to happen. But when you are opposed, you're in the middle of a fight, don't give up. Come on, say with me, I'm not going to give up. Oh, no. You got to keep on going. Persevere. Just like Joseph did. Can you imagine if Joseph had stopped? We probably would never know known about him. I don't know what would have happened. Do you have spiritual opposition? Physical? Psychological? Is it illness? What is it? What's trying to oppose you? You don't lay down and believe that the lie that you're a failure, that God hates you, or whatever the devil whispers at you. You must believe the word of God. You must believe the truth of who God is and what he said about you. And then you walk it out. You show up. Hallelujah. One of the great things about having early morning prayer here is that you come and you pray with others. You're not alone.
You are not alone.
You're not alone. Well, I feel alone. Get over. Get the little ladder. I think I'm going to buy little ladders and just like throw it out. Like, I don't know. I find feeling. Get over it. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, get over it. Yeah, no, just kidding. Don't yell it at him. One of the things that I love about our pastor is that, you know, when opposition comes at him, you know, there's no like, oh God, why me? I mean, maybe if that he has that in his prayer closet, but he comes out like, ah, like, yes, that's what you're supposed to do. Listen, not all of us were, you know, you may have not been taught to be, you know, aggressive in that way, but the Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violent, and the violent take it by force. And there are things that God is going to do in your life only when you exact that. When you're bold. Hallelujah. There are times when, you know, it's like I'm feeling sick, usually in my back for whatever reason, you know, from previous injuries. And it's like, I remember I got up one day after butchering a cow for like 8 hours. You know, and I get out in my, you know, after a 45 minute drive home, I get out of my car and I'm like, I'm doing like, you know, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm literally, you know, like 22. No, I lied. It's like, I'm 39. I shouldn't be walking like that. And I'm like, in Jesus' name, straighten up my back. You know that pain went away? I woke up the next day, I was sore, you know, not feeling good. And I'm like, I went outside, I'm like, what am I doing? You gotta resist those things. You can't just give in. Man, my mother, I grew up with my mother, you know, and she had this rare case of high blood pressure. Like it's 1 in 5,000 or something like that. Most people, you know, you wanna get the bracelet that tells everybody you got, you know. And it's like, you know, pray for me, and I'm not, I mean, you can have that, you can take that position. But, you know, my mother is a little bit different. She's cray-cray sometimes. And she, you know, and she would say, and there were times where, you know, I remember she'd get up and she's like, oh, I'm feeling dizzy, not feeling well. And then she was just like, ah, you foul blood pressure. I'm healed in Jesus' name. And she would just go to war in prayer. I'm like, well, there she goes again. You know, we moved to a house that was, you know, the house next door was a crack house. Literally, crack house. And our street, you know, wasn't the greatest. And my mother would go outside in the summer, you know, and actually, like, we had just moved there, and she would lift her hands, and she would walk up and down the aisle, or not the aisle, the street, praying. You know, and it's like, anyway, but she would just pray, and she, you know, that like within a month, that street, the entire street got repaved. All the potholes, all the ugly stuff, got, you know, outdone. And then there was like a crack house that was like, you know, these other houses, the haunted house was across the street. It looked like literally a haunted house that, you know, it was built in 1906. Beautiful woodwork, but just dilapidated. And then another house, you know, that within like 2-3 years, the crack house got sold. And the guy renovated it and, you know, and brought all that structural 1906, you know, Victorian, whatever you call it, back in the East Coast thing to life. The other house, it got all renovated. And you know that she's still, today she's, you know, no dialysis, no, you couldn't tell she had blood pressure because of that faith that she has. And let me tell you, it's not just, it's according to your faith, be it done unto you. Hallelujah. So you got to declare the truth of God over your life. As you walk out of the valley of the shadow of death, God is with you. And his rod and his staff will comfort you. Ever wonder why the staff comforts you? How the staff comforts you? The staff of the Lord. Yay! It's when he spanks you, he's comforting you. Get over yourself. Go to Lowe's, get a ladder. There are things that, you know, there are opposition that come at us that you have to rise up no matter how you feel, no matter what, you know, whatever is going on. You have to stand in the truth of the Lord. And I'm not downplaying anything. Please don't misunderstand me. But I'm talking about taking a position in life where, you know, whatever happens, you trust the Lord. You declare his truth. You stand on his truth and you fight for that to happen. Hallelujah. You will never experience overflow unless you persevere. Unless you press in. You know, it wasn't overnight that Joseph became king in Egypt. Well, he wasn't a king. You get what I'm saying. The second in command. Compared to a prisoner, he was a king. King, you know, a king priest unto the Lord, because he ruled and he was also a mediator between Pharaoh and God. And the Lord will do the same for you. The Lord will do the same for me. But how abiding in him are you? And I'll say this, the more you press into his presence, hallelujah, the more you grow, the more you learn, the more you persevere, and you bring, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit will enable you, will empower you. Before arriving in Goshen, provision was sent for the trip. And I'm here to tell you, some of you are hearing me right now and you're like, man, I ain't experienced that yet. My life is like the total opposite of it. Before arriving in Goshen, provision was set. Let me tell you that God is getting ready. Some of you, as you have persevered, Don't stop. But as you have been persevering, as you have been seeking after the Lord, even if it's years, and you say, listen, the provision that the Lord is sending, and he's going to meet you at your faith. He's going to meet you at the place that you're believing him for. In Genesis 45, it says, then Pharaoh said to Joseph, tell your brothers, take the wagons from the land of Egypt and carry your little children and your wives and bring your father here. Don't worry about your personal belongings, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours. And he also sent his father's 10 male donkeys loaded with the finest products of Egypt and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain and bread and other supplies he would need on this journey. Let me tell you, as you have persevered, come on, let's stand. Hallelujah. God is going to meet you. He's sending for you. Hallelujah. He's sending you help. He says, I have not left you alone, but I've sent you the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to pray right now. Come on. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. The first thing, in order for you to experience the fullness of God in your life, you must be born again. There's no way where you're living halfway. I don't know if I know this. It's by faith. It's not by sight. I haven't seen proof. You don't know enough to know what proof is. Most people don't know the composition of the rubber tires they drive on every day. And they want to find, you know, meaning of God and understand the fullness of God, you know, in creation. No, you look to the mountains, you look to the sky, you look to the sun. God is revealing himself to you. We are without excuse, the Bible says. So turn to him. Repent in faith. Turn to him. Hallelujah. And as you do, he's going to restore. He's going to heal you. He's going to transform your life. We are in the last seconds, really, of time where God is getting ready to send such a great outpouring. That's why we're here. That's why we're getting ready to purchase the building in Eagle River. That's why God is getting, we're getting ready to start services in Anchorage. It's going to happen. Before the end of this year, it's going to happen. God is sending forth his spirit to all whom will position themselves. Hallelujah. So right now I want to pray first and foremost. If you've never given your life to the Lord, the Bible says you must be born again. Have you ever lied? Have you ever cheated? Have you ever stolen? Have you ever whatever? Yes, you need to repent. And if you've never repented, you don't remember a time where you surrendered your life to the Lord. You repented, truly repented. That means like you changed your mind about it. You said, Lord, forgive me for doing it, and you didn't do it again because you're pursuing after God. You're abiding after him. You know that the Bible says that we are to put off those things. God is not going to take them away from you. You got to deny yourself and follow after him. As you obey, the word of God empowers you. The grace of God empowers you to live in freedom. So I want to pray for you right now. If you want to dedicate your life to the Lord for the very first time, or maybe you want to rededicate your life to the Lord. Maybe you're living wishy-washy. You got some, unless this happens. No, if this happens, this opportunity comes around, I might just take it. You need to surrender that to the Lord tonight. If you're going to experience the fullness of life, the blessing of God in your life that way, that's what you have to do. And I want to pray for you right now. If that's you, I want you to lift your hand with me. If you want to give your life to the Lord for the very first time, I see that hand. God bless you. Or you want to surrender to the Lord anew. Hallelujah. This is the night that the Lord has appointed for you to meet with him. So come on, if that's you, lift your hands and pray with me. Say, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your son Jesus to die in my place. Forgive me of all my sin. Wash me. Cleanse me. Make me brand new. Be the Lord of my life. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being my Savior. I love you, Lord. I seal that now in Jesus' name. I declare the blessing of the Lord over your life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I declare the blessing of God. It's not going to be like it's been. But I declare restoration over you. I declare provision over you. But you must walk closer to the Lord.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to King's Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you.